know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-522-6121. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121.
658 on 960 The Quake. Just a couple of moments. Keeping it real with Will and Willie, Will Durst and Willie Brown, and Paul Wells, too, at the Hotel Vitale in San Francisco this morning. Hello, gentlemen.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm fine. And yourself?
Oh, pretty good. How you doing, John Bradley?
All righty. What's coming up on today's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie?
Of course, immigration is the big topic today. Great to have Matt Gonzalez join us last night. We'll probably continue as you did to excerpt some of his comments. You got Mayor Newsom vetoing the Golden Gate Park ban on cars and other things going on.
Oh, well, we'll be talking about immigration pretty much all day, and later on we'll have a debate between proponents and opponents to Prop 82 right here on 960 The Quake.
That's the preschool initiative.
All right, good knowledge, gentlemen. Thank you very much. That's a wrap on the Progressive News Hour for today. More news and downloadable audio 24/7 at our website, quakeradio.com. This is San Francisco and the Bay Area's exclusive Progressive Talk Station, broadcasting in HD Digital. This is KQKE Oakland, San Francisco. Our special Quake News Team report on California levies coming up next at 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News, an in-depth and investigative look at the California levy crisis. Michael Rush reports.
In the face of a major levy breach, Sacramento, the state's capital, is at particular risk. It sits on the brink of two rivers, the San Joaquin and Sacramento rivers. An Army Corps of Engineer report says the city's levees are designed to protect the city from a flood that could occur once in a century. But Sacramento has the lowest level upper than New Orleans. There are two levels of concern here. The first now is four breaches in the pocket area of Sacramento.
We have four critical sites along what's called the pocket area of Sacramento. 100,000 people who live in the pocket area. And here you have four critical erosion sites on the levee that is protecting that community.
Oscar Hidalgo, Department of Water Resources. A scenario in a Sacramento City report shows a levee breach in and around the pocket area would be devastating. The second reason for concern is that homes are being built in areas that were once floodlands.
There are other parts of the city, particularly the north area, which have largely been rural, and those areas are expanding rapidly. Houses are being built at a furious pace, and those are some of the most dangerous floodplains in the Sacramento region. If the levees were to break in those areas, they'd be under 20 feet of water.
Ron Stork of American Rivers. Tomorrow, we will look at why homes are still being built in some of the vulnerable areas of the Delta and in Sacramento.
Listen every day at 7 and 4 for the Quake special report on California's levy crisis, or go online and podcast the entire special at quakeradio.com.
Now through May 28th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Hello?
Honey, it's Roger.
Are you okay?
No, I'm stuck in a meeting. And Stevens Creek GMC is having a huge sale on 06 Yukon Denalis. $11,000 off retail, and we get $100 in gas for taking a test drive.
Oh, finally! The whole family in one car. You, me, Jimmy, Timmy, Sammy, Cindy, and Roger Jr.
And room for one more. It fits eight.
Not a chance, honey.
Yukon Denali XLs. On sale now at Stevens Creek GMC. On the web at trucksonthecreek.com.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. At Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry. For a limited time, we'll throw in a free, brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra-thin, so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer. It's all yours, free, when you call and order now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5507. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5507. That's 1-800-997-5507.
Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
Morning, it's 7:03. This report brought to us by Taco Bell. South Bay commute a little rough this morning. There's a crash in the Capitol Expressway. Two cars blocking the right lane, and it'll be real sluggish up to Story and Tully until you get to the 280 interchange this morning on 101 northbound. Golden Gate Bridge from Marin into the city, a little bit slow from the tunnel. Caltrans doing some late deck repair work, and they're going to have the right lane closed from Spencer Avenue all the way across the span. I just looked at the camera picture of the south end of the bridge. It seems to be okay at the moment. Bay Bridge, metering lights on, back up into the maze. And one other East Bay problem, five-car crash. Wasn't serious, now on the shoulder on 880 southbound, 492. Want something filling, a little spicy, and at a great price? Then try Taco Bell's Spicy Chicken Burrito. It's one of the great tasting menus found on Taco Bell's Big Bell Value Menu. Coming up in the news at the bottom of the hour, will supervisors override Gavin Newsom's veto? The car ban in Golden Gate Park. We'll get to that later. Now, it's Keeping It Real with Willa and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Good morning, live from the Hotel Vitale. I'm Paul Wells here with Willie Brown and Will Durst on this Tuesday, May 16th. Good morning.
Good morning, and I volunteered to work the border as a member of the National Guard.
Okay, we'll put you down at the border.
I was a National Guardsman, you know.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. 281-822-2113.
I did not
sir,
know that.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I was a dental assistant. I literally help clean people's teeth and, you know, do all that kind of stuff.
How did you?
I do some of everything.
I know, but why dental assistants?
Well, that's just what seemed to be less combative, potentially.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But did you show some sort of facility in dental hygiene?
No.
Did they look at your teeth and go, you're the guy we want in there?
Nope. The only intelligence test I've ever taken shown that I should be an undertaker. Seriously.
You know how you do those tests
to determine what your propensity would be, et cetera? And it came back, highest rated was a mortician.
Because you have a sense of
occasion, formality.
You have a demeanor that is...
No, I know how to charge when people are
sad. Oh, there you go. When
sad.
Grieving, yes. You can speak to people when they're grieving.
Absolutely.
And we're speaking to Paul today, and he's grieving because it's his birthday.
Well, he should.
It's Paul Wells'
birthday.
Grieve
you should, Paul. That is the way it should be.
We're not singing happy birthday, though.
We should declare this a national day of mourning.
For another year passing. No.
Yes.
For that
horrible. For another year successfully.
I'm going to celebrate my birth. That's it.
Yes.
Came into this life, but this is not the planet I signed on for, and especially the way things are being run. So Bush wants a comprehensive immigration reform.
Your home planet has not come for you.
I'm not standing.
Did you set out the beacon?
And I'm not wearing the Nikes.
Your parents haven't come for you?
No,
I'm
not drinking
the Kool-Aid. You were sent out on this planet to do a little reconnaissance.
I have a lobster suit. I don't have a Superman costume. But let's not talk about me. Let's talk about what's going on in the world.
Barry Bonds says he's tired.
Yes.
I saw that.
He says 7 days in a row he's been working. We have been working since January 2nd. What is he talking about?
I know. Do we get a week off?
I don't know, but I'm certainly entitled to it. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah.
But you know, it's every man for himself. What about you, Tonto?
What do you mean, we, paleface?
Yes, Barry says he's tired. And, of course, all of a sudden, the U.S. government is saying to the judge, this wiretapping suit, you can't have this suit move forward. We are filing documents, and we are sealing these documents because it's a matter of national security.
That's right.
And all
and
of
why
sudden,
wouldn't AT&T talk to the press about this matter when they were because of national security.
Mm-hmm. Sealed and, documents.
And Kenneth Lay says the reason he can't tell how he operated Enron
because of national security. Yeah.
Oh, that's what I'm going to say every time now.
It's a mantra.
No question whatsoever. And Harvey Rose and our dear friend Anne-Marie Conroy are at each other's throats. Harvey, a certified accountant only, is suggesting somehow that he's better than Michael Brown at running disaster defenses. He's evaluated. Can you imagine you being evaluated? I should be evaluated by a brain surgeon, right? I'm a pure unadulterated politician, as far distant from brain surgery as one could possibly be.
As is accountancy.
Have no question. And all of a sudden, an accountant, if an accountant said, hey, I can tell you about the finances, but I can't tell you anything about the programmatic aspect of how you operate a post-terrorism campaign, then I would have some respect for it. But I'm telling you, a person like Harvey Rose, who for years and years and years has kind of been an icon, he is right up there with the cats who supply news organizations with an insider information before it's given to anybody else. He's lionized by the press and given every opportunity, and he constantly offers analysis of people's conduct. It would be somewhat akin to Will Durst evaluating the appropriateness of the design of the new 777 that Boeing is about to produce. How are you qualified to do that?
No, but I could tell them from a passenger's point of view.
Well, but you have to say from passenger's point of view,
not as
this is what I think.
Not,
but
no.
I do not suggest to you that I'm an engineer. I do not suggest to you I know how many bolts ought to be in this plane to hold the wing on. I do not suggest to you what kind of personnel ought to be hired to build
the plane. Not a specialist in metal fatigue either.
No, at all. And nor the type of fuel that ought to be used to operate this plane. I believe, as a citizen, the fuel ought to be, you know, less costly than the fuel I'm using in my Hummer.
So you think that Harvey went a little out of bounds?
Oh, I had more arguments with Harvey during the time that I served as mayor of San Francisco, because these auditors, you know, you have a controller
right.
for the city and county of San Francisco. He hires auditors. He contracts with organizations, first-class organizations that hire experts in their respective categories. And you tell them you want a financial audit, you want a program audit, you want a management audit, you want some specialty. You don't do this scattershot reflective of politicians' desires and views. And that's essentially what has occurred with reference to the audit process from a board analyst in San Francisco.
So he's not speaking of anything specific. He's
no.
Just
as a matter of fact, at the state level, we have a legislative analyst. She has a certified staff of educational experts.
Now,
some of whom I hired.
To the state controller? Do they report
no,
to Wesley?
No, they report to the legislature.
Uh-huh.
But they are specialists. She'll have somebody who does park and rec activities. That person could ultimately be the director of parks.
Do they have somebody that does transportation?
Oh, have somebody that does transportation. They don't attempt to tell you how to run. If you're an educator, you shouldn't be telling transportation people
well, that's good.
How
no,
to
because
run the operation.
You get specialists.
Absolutely.
People
if you're
who
going
are
to
trained.
Be an auditor, you ought to be an auditor. You ought to be trained and disciplined. Your credentials. How could you comment on whether or not I'm qualified to be a lawyer and you are a doorman? I mean, give me a break.
Well, if it's Tom Sweeney, you know.
Well, that's
yeah.
different.
Yeah, we'll give him
he's a doorman. He's a lawyer who moonlights as a doorman. That's a whole different
what
deal.
What about the mayor's, veto of the bill about the park closures? Do you think
that was a proper veto, and with a 7-4 vote
so
originally?
I do yeah. too. I don't think they get enough votes to override it, because you need, what, 8 votes to
eight,
override?
And there are only 7.
Right.
Provided the 4 people keep their word. I could never count on people keeping their word, including Newsom. He voted to override one of my vetoes, and I appointed him.
Oh,
so
no
did
kidding.
Mark Leno. He voted to override my veto,
well,
and I appointed
nice
him.
Well, that these people actually have consciences.
Or
is
backbones.
That what you call it?
Disloyalty? But conscience?
I say that if I appoint you, you're holding my vote. And the day you can't give me my vote, you give it back to me and let me give it to Paul,
who will give it to you.
That is right. It's just that simple. If I give you the right to do the vote, you're representing my administration.
No. What you're talking about is a district. Yeah, it sounds like a proxy.
You are a proxy. Who do you think? I got elected. It's my administration.
How long does that program? How long does that loyalty
in
have
perpetuity,
to last?
As long as you hold on to my job.
Okay, what if I get elected now?
Oh, that you're on your own. You can do anything you want.
So as long as I'm filling out the term that you appointed me for.
Absolutely.
Then I owe my allegiance to you.
Totally.
But once I get elected on my own.
Will?
Totally.
Willie?
Yes.
I didn't come here for an argument.
Well, then why are you here? You're unnecessary.
To be on 960 The Quake. Oh, the dig had to happen. Because P.J. Corkery is going to join us, and we're going to move really quickly in this hour, because not only P.J. Corkery, but with the president's speech on immigration policy.
Chock-a-block hour.
We are going to be joined by John Tresvina, and he is the president of MALDEF, which is the Mexican-American Defense...
Legal Defense Fund.
Legal Defense Fund, exactly. And we'll have him as a guest in the segment after PJ joins us in just a few moments. So a lot going on with this immigration speech. A snap poll of 461 people who watched Monday's speech. 42% said they had a positive opinion of the president's immigration policies before they heard him speak. Afterwards, 67% said they had a positive view.
Well,
25 points. That's a snap poll. 7:15, we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories and you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-422-1271. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-422-1271. 1-800-422-1271.
Mmm, the smell of garlic. And the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
At the 2006 Wente Vineyards Concert Series, it's about more than just the music. Our wines go as well with your favorite artists as they do with a specially prepared menu. And the intimate setting among the hills and vineyards bring you so close to the stage, you can almost touch your favorite stars. Like Blues Traveler, Heart, Chris Isaac, and more. Click on the Wente logo in your online media player right now to order tickets. Or call 925-456-2424. That's 925-456-2424. Tickets also available at all Ticketmaster locations.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure-relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Fraga. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Fraga. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Fraga. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
717. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. And I'm Paul Wells with Will Durst, Willie Brown, and PJ Corkery. Good morning and welcome back on Tuesday mornings.
Well,
visit us.
PJ, thanks for joining us, man.
Well, good morning.
How you doing?
Not too bad. The press had a hard time with the speech last night. The press and the media, and there are some interesting little snaggles that emerge out of this. I mean, first of all, when you looked at CNN, Anderson Cooper 360, their big evening news show.
Soon. To be on 60 Minutes.
Anderson Cooper.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, they had built logos early in the day. I mean, it takes, you know, they just don't use a crayon and come up with these images they put before us. And they had had to build the graphics, obviously, in the day before the speech.
So what they used?
So they used Battle on the Border.
Oh, very nice.
Okay.
What are they going to do when an actual fight breaks up?
Well, troops to the front. And then, of course, they had to backtrack because apparently these troops that we're sending there, they're not going to the front, but they're sort of to help with the secretarial pool or the motor pool. But the point is it made me think.
So that's troops to the rear, isn't it?
Well, one other thing that happened made me think.
Dental hygienist.
Dental hygienist. Yeah. Well, you know, it's Sergeant Bilko.
The motor pool, yeah.
The motor pool down there. But it made me think that probably right up until the time of the speech, the White House had not decided on how many troops they were going to send. And I think, you know, all weekend long when we heard these stories of 10,000 troops and it's unclear what they were going to do or we're going to do this, they were floating balloons to see what they could get away with. Then very late in the afternoon decided that it would be 6,000 troops, which, of course, is actually 158,000 troops because they're being rotated in and out every couple of weeks. But I think that they really didn't know what they were going to do about this till they tested the waters over the weekend. One other thing that was very interesting is Bill Richardson, the governor of New Mexico, was on the Larry King Show, which is also a great piece of television madness, because there's Larry King sitting on the border.
Oh, that's right. He went down to the border.
Yeah, San Ysidro in a windbreaker, just like a border guard's jacket, in the sun in his eyes. It just was madness. But at any rate, they had Bill Richardson on from somewhere. Richardson, who's the governor of New Mexico, a border state, obviously, he's going to have to commit troops to this thing, said that he didn't know any of the details of this until 2 hours before the speech. In other words, the White House did not consult with at least that governor and probably none of the other governors. None of the governors.
Didn't ask for a lot of input.
Yeah, and it's
really... needed.
I'm shocked. These guys didn't ask for any input.
National security.
Well,
that's right.
I guess the national security, you know, trumps the new federalism. But this is, you know, it just makes me think that they weren't at all clear on what they were going to do. Thus, the press was stymied by this thing. And the other thing, of course, which just confused the press, was there actually was no news in this thing.
Well, he did talk about earned citizenship.
He's been talking about that all along, though, Will. When he says no news, I think he means there's nothing was
said.
No new
news.
Well, we were told, you know, that to expect a comprehensive approach, to talk about troops, had people thinking that it was actually going to be a militarization of the border. And
redeployment from Iraq?
Redeployment from Iraq, yeah.
Bring the boys home.
Yeah, bring the boys home.
And send them south.
Tijuana.
Yeah.
There was one very interesting lady who was on one of the news shows last night, owns a ranch right on the border, in the California-Mexico border. And she was talking about that in 1 year she had counted 9,000
9,000
coming across her property. But she's kind of a hip lady.
That's 300 a day,
yeah.
Isn't it? 30 a day.
I won't do the math, but 9,000 a year. But she said in the end, she said, well, I'm not happy about having troops on our border, but believe me, if we have to have troops on a border, they should not be on the Iraqi border. They should probably be on ours. And, you know, it just impressed me that the people really have
now, didn't he,
have had it.
Didn't he, during his budget busting last year in 2005, didn't he strip a provision where there would have been 10,000 new border guards? Wasn't that in his budget and he took it out?
Well,
one of his promises for the 2004 election?
Under-appropriated. With the legislation,
so that rich people can have more money.
Well, that's right. You know, so that you know, they can have gated community guards
And, oh, I see. So that's
think
where they were.
I actually thought that was going to be the Bush solution he had announced last night, which is that everyone should move into a gated community.
I love that.
Just like mom and dad. The fact is, there was this certainly wasn't comprehensive, and there was very little real news in the speech. And it was, I think in the end, as so many other people have pointed out, you know, this was just a stirring of the pot. Politically, and I was impressed with this kind of odd grace note that was thrown in the speech about how we have to be humane and reasonable here, and remember that these are all human beings. This was sort of the first vaguely humanist note I've ever heard out of this guy's mouth, and I wonder what.
Not on the election trail.
Not on the election trail.
He does the same thing.
But quite where this came from. Geraldo Rivera denounced the president, not surprisingly, and said the outcome will be say hello to $10 artichokes this summer as we don't know.
I think that's B.J. Corker you're listening to on 960 The Quake here, and keeping it real with Will and Willie.
It was a strange, disappointing speech. Didn't rile people up too much. They'll sort of approve of it, because people think they ought to approve of it. But didn't do an awful lot for anybody.
So it wasn't a deep, penetrating speech. Not one that's going to change people's minds or really, really magnetize them to the presidency. So that short little jump that we saw in the polls from 42% to 67% is pretty shallow.
Well, first of all, that's not no person would place any credence in that poll that Paul read. That is not really a poll. That's calling up Barbara and all of her cronies at the bridge table or something of that nature. The business of dealing with the issue of immigration can't be put into a snapshot like that. That's
what it was. It was a frozen moment in time right after his speech.
But without any reference
nice stuff
to diversity, etc. I think it would be a better indication when you do the focus groups that were done by some of the news organizations shortly after his speech. And people who had voted for Mr. Bush said they were profoundly disappointed that he did not keep his word that he'd given to them and led them to believe that there would be no tolerance of illegal immigrants in this country. Others said he did not set a blueprint or way in which people could get their citizenship back. Our own governor said that he didn't bother consult with him to any determination as to whether or not there was the availability of those kinds of resources. Others said, in responsible positions, that he is not providing the appropriate resources. And so I don't think his speech got him anything. I think he would have been better off discussing how best to hire some additional person to capture the alligators that are playing havoc in Florida.
Yeah.
He did try to play both sides of the fence, and for Quake listeners, we have this little excerpt of the speech that President Bush gave last night.
We're a nation of laws, and we must enforce our laws. We're also a nation of immigrants, and we must uphold that tradition which has strengthened our country in so many ways.
I wanted him to say we're a nation of laws, we must uphold our laws, we're a nation of immigrants, we must welcome our immigrants.
Yeah.
Then that would have been far more dramatic.
It's also thematically correct, because when he says we're a nation of laws, we got to uphold those laws. If I were a speechwriter, I would have taken out the second clause, because it's too low, unless you use it exactly like you said. We're a nation of immigrants, we must welcome our immigrants.
That's the only way you can do that.
Yeah.
That's the only way you can do that.
It was a graceless speech.
Well,
in terms of language, was a graceless speech. In terms of what it said, he said that we're a welcoming society, which I thought was nice. Mm-hmm. We got to stay to be a welcoming society. But you're right. He came down more on the Senate side of the bill that's being debated in the Senate than on the House side. And the House side, that's the one where they want to build the wall, and so he didn't
make people felons.
Yes, and make anybody who helps them felons.
Well, another thing that just bothers me.
Not who hires them, who helps them.
Who helps them. Well, there are two things here. One is this guest worker program, which, sounds suspiciously like what the French and Germans have done with such triumph. You know, it's just sort of, you know, one of the few things that America does right or has done right up until recently is immigration. Now we're going to use a French model or a German model, the guest arbeiter.
You know, Levin, he says you come here as a guest worker, you'll stay till you finished your work, and then you go home.
Joke.
He
keeps saying that, too, like yes. They're going to go home. You know, okay, we're done. Yeah. It's a commute across the border, barefoot across the desert. That'll be fine.
And that's why I don't have any guests in my house.
He's got this clip of President Bush here talking about the guest workers on the Quaid.
It would ease the financial burden on state and local governments by replacing illegal workers with lawful taxpayers. And above all, a temporary worker program would add to our security by making certain we know who is in our country and why they are here.
I thought he was going to say it would add to our security because we're going to put them all to work as guards. This is just something. There's nothing in this speech.
Incidentally, PJ, that would be a very smart move.
Yeah.
If he would hire the guys who know how to get people over here as the guards, then you would reduce your competition. You would reduce the people who created the problems for you.
Well, didn't the Armed Forces just release a study that says that 16,000 people in the Armed Forces, their citizenship in the U.S. is questionable? 9,000 people in the Army. Illegals are joining the Army.
Well, it seems to me, you know, if you join the U.S. Armed Services and you're not a citizen, you complete your hitch. They should just hand you citizenship right like that.
No, battlefield commissions. If you're willing to go to Iraq, automatic citizenship.
Before your hitch is up.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Kind of like what they did with the Irish in the Civil War. Right off the boat. Boom.
Yeah, the 20th Maine.
P.J. Corcoran is here with us. And, P.J., I want you to hang with us as we get to our next segment with the interim president and general counsel of MALDEF. That's the Mexican-American Legal Defense Fund. And that's John Trisvina. He will be joining us on the phone in the next segment as we're examining immigration and keeping it real with Will and Willie. Right now, John Scott, the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quaid.
All right, Paul, thank you. Good morning. It's 7:30. We'll begin at the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news. Brought to you this time by Table for Six. Bay Bridge, metering lights on, back up into the maze for the most part. Maybe a little bit short of that, but about 12, 15 minutes from maze to metering lights. San Francisco City Streets, a problem on westbound Fulton near 4th Avenue. There's a house fire there this morning. There's still a bunch of fire trucks around. Sand Barrel's now on the road at the 8101 intersection to the lower deck. Due to some deck repair work, it's going to be a little bit slower on the Golden Gate Bridge than normal. Say from out of the tube across the span, the traffic is moving all right, we hear at the moment. If you're single but just too busy, call Table for Six Total Adventures, the dating experts for personalized one-on-one matchmaking that's led to over 900 marriages. Want to be next? Contact Table for Six at table46.com. Here's a look at what's happening at 960 The Quaid at 7:31. The Half Moon Bay City Council meeting tonight at 7 o'clock. The agenda will include a Devil's Slide repair update by Caltrans. We've learned some tough news from the agency. They don't believe they can reopen that section of Highway 1 until September. Governor Schwarzenegger is going to sign SB 1266 at 9:30 this morning near Highway 24 and Fish Ranch Road in Orinda. That's the $20 billion transportation bond component of the strategic growth plan recently passed by the legislature. Mayor Gavin Newsom vetoed a measure that would have closed JFK Drive in Golden Gate Park to cars on Saturdays. Newsom said he vetoed it because he was concerned about passing a law to advance an idea that's already been rejected by the voters. There were two ballot measures 6 years ago that proposed a form of Saturday closure. They failed at the ballot. Now, the Board of Supervisors will need 8 votes to override that veto. San Francisco's director of the Office of Emergency Services is denying she's to blame for the failure of her agency to be prepared for the next large-scale terrorist incident or natural disaster. Anne-Marie Conroy responded yesterday to details of a recent audit of her agency, which has a budget of multi-million dollars, claiming that she spends more money on her staff and her bureaucracy than on preparedness plans. Conroy did agree to abide by most of the recommendations of the audit. Quake weather. Fog on the coast, sunset in Richmond today, and sunny for the most part, a little bit cooler too, highs in the 50s and 60s coastside, 70s around the bay, and probably no warmer than the mid-80s inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on 960 The Quaid.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Now through May 28th, it's the best Comcast high-speed internet deal of the year. Get the amazingly fast Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. So if you've been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle, now is the time to switch. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. When you sign up for Comcast high-speed internet, you get instant access to free features like the fan, video mail, Comcast Rhapsody Radio Plus, up to 7 personal email accounts, and other exciting features. You get over $300 in additional features and benefits included free with your service. And because they offer McAfee security tools with their service, you can be assured that you and your family's online environment is safe with virus protection, firewall, and parental controls. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST or Comcast.com.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
Listen to 960 The Quake all this week at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. for a special in-depth investigative look at California's levee crisis. Michael Rush takes you behind the scenes as we examine our failing levee system, the costs and problems with rebuilding them, and the impact on the Bay Area in the event of failures. Join us at 7 a.m. or 4 p.m. or go online. The complete series of reports available for download or podcast on our website, quakeradio.com.
By the end of 2008, we'll increase the number of Border Patrol officers by an additional 6,000. When these new agents are deployed, we will have more than doubled the size of the Border Patrol during my presidency.
7:37, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, and I'm Paul Wells here with Willie Brown, Will Durst. P.J. Corkery has joined us, as he always does on Tuesday mornings, and the big story on the president's speech last night. We're also being joined by John Trezvina from MALDEF, and that's the Mexican-American Legal Defense Fund. Good morning and welcome to The Quake.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for joining us.
Happy to be here.
Did you see the president's speech last night?
I did.
What was your initial reaction?
It was disappointing because he didn't do enough to bring over the conservatives who are blocking comprehensive immigration reform in the U.S. Senate, and he's putting on This notion of the National Guard is not that big of an issue because they can be doing administrative work. The real big issue is putting back immigration reform back to the state and local governments. This notion of getting the state and local police involved in immigration enforcement has been rejected by major police chiefs around the country. The president has the power to do it. It's just another area to sidetrack us from comprehensive immigration reform.
But he just called for, it was a short-term deployment of up to 6,000 National Guard troops. And I think what he's planning on is the National Guard troops are going to be there and then be replaced with border guards as we get them up and running in the system.
That's right. The National Guard has been on the border in various forms, mainly in supportive roles, not directly doing enforcement, for a number of years. That's not the big issue. And you're right, it is short term. The long term issue of getting state, local police involved in immigration enforcement, that really hurts communities. It endangers public safety because, as the mayor knows, and the police know, the number one way of solving crimes is through community cooperation. That's why over the past 10 years, local police have not adopted this new role, this new power.
Well, the police need other things to do.
Yeah. Did anything in the speech encourage you?
I'm glad the president is going to the nation and speaking on immigration reform. He said a lot of the same things since 2000. Now 2006, as the Senate gets close to passing a bill, I'm glad the president is out there speaking to the nation. We're just disappointed on the points. But overall, in terms of the overall framework of comprehensive immigration reform, that's very important. It's the only way to really solve the problem. Dealing with the equities of the people who have been here for a number of years, working, contributing to local communities, dealing with the future labor needs of the United States, the economic needs, as well as dealing with enforcement at the border. All those things are important. Comprehensive reform is really the only way to get a handle on the problems.
It doesn't look like he solicited a lot of information from anybody, including Governor Bill Richardson or Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. But if he had asked you for some input, how would you balance both the immigration of people across the border, which is dangerous and illegal, and large corporations seducing them across the border by giving them jobs? Where would you put the enforcement?
Well, you put it exactly right. It's the employers who give the jobs. It's not the immigrant workers taking jobs away from other people. There's a comprehensive reform bill, the Kennedy-McCain bill, does have the provisions in there for more border patrol, more night scopes to get a handle on the border. But the real issue is going beyond just looking at either the northern border or the southern border, but looking beyond in some of the economies. NAFTA was very disruptive to the Mexican economy. Even the ones who were winners in Mexico on NAFTA, a lot of them just got enough money to then come across into the United States. So we disrupted, as Jerry Brown likes to talk about so much, we disrupted the Mexican farm economy, thereby bringing in more immigrant, more people leaving Mexico. So it's an overall issue. It's not just right at the border area. It's beyond the border in various countries that we have to get a handle on. And, of course, the employment verification role has an important place. However, what we at Moldova are trying to make sure occurs is that in enforcing the laws against illegal immigrants is that you don't disrupt Latinos, Asians, and others who, to an employer, may look or sound foreign. Down here in Southern California, there's a local ordinance to require landlords to turn in their leases to City Hall so they can check the immigration status of individuals. What will occur then is just people not wanting to rent to Latinos in general.
Or anybody who looks Latino.
Right, and that's the kind of thing that we're trying to discourage, the discrimination, not as distinct from real effective immigration law enforcement.
We're speaking to John Trusvina. He's the interim president and general counsel of MALDEF, and he also is a Bay Area native and was appointed in 1997 by President Clinton to be special counsel for immigration-related unfair employment practices.
John, we miss you. This is Willie Brown. We miss you, friend.
Thank you.
La Raza misses you. He was very much head of the La Raza, which is the Latino lawyers mm-hmm. here in San Francisco. He also served. Didn't you do something on the Elections Commission, John?
That's correct. That's correct.
Yeah. All right.
Always, so, always fun at City Hall.
So he's part of the San Francisco scene. Tell me, John. I have begun to estimate that the number, off of the estimation, that the number of alleged undocumented persons is not 10, 11 million. It's probably somewhere, probably twice that. Am I in the ballpark at all, you think?
Well, it is closer to 11 or 12 million. It's difficult to tell, and that's one of the problems with immigration enforcement is when INS says they've apprehended 6 million people at the border, that's not 6 million different people. That could be 2 million people trying to cross three times. So the number, by definition, it's very hard to come forward and say we have an accurate count of the number of people who not only enter the country illegally, but come here either as a tourist or as an H-1B visa holder, perhaps in Silicon Valley, and just overstay their visa.
Which is what happens with most of the European, many of the European persons allegedly who are undocumented. They're individuals who came here under tourist visas, student visas, and what have you, and just never left. The same with many of the people who are from Ethiopia and from some of the countries in Africa, yet they're counted as illegals.
And there's the assumption that they all came across along the U.S.-Mexico border. Well, we've got a longer border up to the north that few people talk about.
You have an interesting perspective, though, on NAFTA. You know, the many of the people who are sponsors of NAFTA, including some of our local representatives, who defied labor and went for NAFTA, they are all of the opinion that NAFTA somehow represents a way in which the immigration issue can be dealt with because of the alleged free movement of goods and services across the border. What's your perspective on that?
Well, NAFTA is very interesting. I happened to work in the Senate Judiciary Committee at the time, and we had a piece of jurisdiction over NAFTA because of the immigration issues. And nobody wanted to touch the U.S., Canada, Mexico immigration issues, only in the bare periphery of dealing with professionals coming over and being able to work, architects and others being able to come over. People pretty much ignored the immigration impact that NAFTA would have. So we're facing that again. I think on all of the major legislation that we've had on immigration, many of the impacts are only discovered after the bills are passed. It used to be when I was up there were only three senators on the immigration subcommittee. It was the smallest possible subcommittee you could have. Nobody wanted to touch it.
Who were they, by the way?
At the time, it was my boss, Senator Paul Simon, and then Senator Kennedy and Senator Simpson. Now Senator Feinstein's a major player on the immigration subcommittee, and it's a larger committee because people understand the importance, and the immigrant communities have grown throughout the country.
Simpson became kind of an expert on the field in the world of immigration, according to him. He carried the bill, didn't he, to the last major piece of legislation?
Senator Simon had a piece of it, Senator Simpson as well, and more and more people are getting involved.
Yeah.
Now, the whole idea of NAFTA was that it was going to raise the standard of living in the border area so that people would not be encouraged to cross the border, that they would want to stay on. What happened there?
Well, that's where we miscalculated personal desires. People, it did raise the level of income for some people, not all, but some. And for those whose incomes were raised, they got enough money to then try to come across the border, maybe join a family member who had been here some time before. The same thing, and it's very tragic, on one of the Clinton administration proposals, was to divert the traffic of the illegal immigration traffic into the areas that were most dangerous to cross and most inconvenient to cross, thinking that, well, people will say, well, it's too dangerous to cross, I won't cross, misunderstanding the great desire to come to the U.S. for either economic or other reasons, and people decided to take either because they didn't know how dangerous it was or they would take the dangers on anyway. And we had a great number of deaths since the late 1990s, and it's a tragic situation, a miscalculation of the great impetus to leave and to come here.
Sounds like people ignoring physics.
But they will. They will. That's how hungry they are to get here. It's just, as you say, whatever obstacles are put in people's paths, they'll overcome.
Right. It's like water seeking its own level.
Yeah.
You get a hole in a fence, people are going to go through that hole no matter where it is.
Yeah. So what happens with NAFTA and immigration is an example of unintended consequences or just not enough prior foresight.
John,
you've seen the process, whether it's in Sacramento or Washington, a lot of unintended consequences, a lot of hoping that an issue won't come up and just say, let's just pass something. Mm-hmm. There was not enough discussion on the immigration aspects of NAFTA.
John Willie Brown again. We want to really thank you for coming on. But as you exit, would you care to comment on what kind of impact you think that this immigration issue is going to have on the fall campaign 2006?
It's still unclear. I think people in Washington are more worried about how it will affect the House and Senate changes in terms of Democrats or Republicans. Democrats want to run on Iraq, on Katrina, on gas prices. Nobody really wants to run on immigration one way or the other. But one thing we've seen in the past 2 months with the tremendous activism in the Latino community, maybe not everybody who's marching is a citizen yet, but it will be eventually. And that's really the real big picture in this is a new wave of Latino activism that will have an impact locally, statewide, and nationally.
John Trisvina, thank you for joining us, president of MALDEF, the Mexican-American Legal Defense Fund, and we'll be calling you again, sir.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
With Willie Brown, Will Durst, P.J. Corkery is our guest on Tuesdays in this hour. Now, in the next hour, we have something coming up, a debate between Yes on 82, live debate with Phil Halpern for Yes and Lisa Snell for No. And in one of the two segments we're going to do questions from listeners, either calling at 866-960-5753 and giving us your question. That's 866-960-5753. Or those submitted to our QuakeRadio.com website. So go to the Contact Us button and click Email Will and Willie. And on the homepage, there should be a click-through to do just that. Submit a question, be asked in our live debate on Proposition 82, the preschool proposition, after the top of the hour. Next segment, we've got the Burst of Durst, 750. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Will increase federal funding for state and local authorities assisting the Border Patrol on targeted enforcement missions. We will give state and local authorities the specialized training they need to help federal officers apprehend and detain illegal immigrants.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
Rich, blissful Baskin-Robbins ice cream with a plethora of flavors to choose from. How will you pick the perfect one? Well, here's a tip from an expert.
My advice, blurt out as many flavors as possible in a single breath and see which one you finish with. Of course, that was inaudible, but if you take a closer listen...
Goldwater Ribbon, Pistachio Almond, Chocolate Fudge, Pralines and Cream, Rocky Road, Nutty Coconut, Vanilla, Mint Chocolate Chip.
Cool, creamy mint chocolate chip. Baskin-Robbins, happy choosing.
Price of participation may vary.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
Baskin-Robbins Sundays. Between the ice cream and toppings, you've got lots of luscious choices. How will you decide? Here's a tip.
Or name the rugby players after an ice cream or topping, then wait for them to pile up. Chocolate syrup's all over chocolate chip with almond bits and cherry on top.
The Baskin-Robbins Sundae, a world of yummy choice.
Now sprinkles mixing it up with marshmallow.
Baskin-Robbins, happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Have you been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle? Now's the time to switch. Now through May 28th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Comcast is 4 times faster than DSL. Compare the difference in speed for yourself with this amazing limited-time offer for just $19.99 a month. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with the install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet. Now through May 28th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Hello?
Honey, it's Roger.
Are you okay?
No, I'm stuck in a meeting. And Stevens Creek GMC is having a huge sale on 06 Yukon Denalis. $11,000 off retail, and we get $100 in gas for taking a test drive.
Oh, finally! The whole family in one car. You, me, Jimmy, Timmy, Sammy, Cindy, and Roger Jr.
And room for one more. It fits 8.
Not a chance, honey.
Yukon Denali XLs. On sale now at Stevens Creek GMC. On the web at trucksonthecreek.com.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-7572. That's 1-800-440-7572. 1-800-440-7572.
Schultz, now on afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. Back to keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst. A daily commentary from Will Durst.
And at 7:54, it's brought to you by Scandinavian Designs at Scandinavian.com. Will, it's your turn.
Wow. Thank you, Paul. Well, President Bush gave his long-awaited speech on immigration yesterday, and he revealed a plan. But it is not a plan that includes amnesty. Actually, it's a five-part plan, and not one of the parts includes amnesty. It's an amnesty-free plan. This is important. The plan has a lot to do with increasing security with border guards, and the National Guard was mentioned, and there was even something about going home. Not his home, unfortunately, but there is nothing, I repeat, nothing in there about amnesty. And even this thing called earned citizenship, totally different than amnesty. This is a big deal, because his conservative base does not like the idea of letting illegals stay in America with just a slap on the wrist. They favor an old-fashioned butt-paddling. Why do you think they call them illegal aliens? Well, because people seduced to cross a border by large callous corporations whose goals are to underpay an entire industry takes too long to say. So Bush tried to walk a fine line here, calling America a lawful society and a welcoming society, but alas, not an amnesty-granting society. He's pretty much aligned himself with the bill being debated in the Senate right now, as opposed to the House bill, which calls for illegals to be tagged and used in rodeos as replacements for roping calves, which the president opposes, mostly because that sort of employment could be looked upon as a form of amnesty, which he's against. And that's your burst of Durst for today.
Hard hitting.
Did you notice that he was not for amnesty? Yes, but I need amnesty. Yeah, why do you need amnesty? Why do I need amnesty? The hell is that? I have no idea. Why is it tall? What he's asking about, for those of you out there that can't see it, other than those who are in the room, is that for the first day, the normal cappuccino looks more like a latte. Yeah. It's in a tall glass with a little handle on it. It's a spoon that's shorter than the glass. And so, I have no idea what the combination
is.
What
I'm supposed to do
with the spoon.
You're
not supposed to stir nothing. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with the spoon, but that's neither here nor there. I'm not fully informed, and that's why I need amnesty. Amnesty for all of us. No, I need immunity. Oh. Forget full immunity. Immunity. I need transactional immunity. I don't just need immunity. I need to get out of the country, and only you can get me out of the country. Well, I can arrange that. Did you see where they just put two women who work in the DMV over in Oakland in jail for they one of them was arranging the license and the identification cards, and the other one was the broker and the liaison to those who needed it who were illegal immigrants. They gave one of them 38 months, and they gave the other 2 years. It's more time than you give, you know, Kenneth Lay and Shillings. I mean, it's amazing how much time these two women got. One of them is 55.
One of them is 53.
What were they charging for the documents, Tim?
Not much. You know, you can't get much. How much can you get?
I don't know. I wanted different driver's license.
I certainly, when I sold them, couldn't get much for them.
I need something different. With this administration, check it up on everybody. Check it up on reporters. I mean, you know, they're going to be, you know, our phone calls. Mm-hmm. I'm sure AT&T handed them over on a silver platter. Here's Willie Brown. Here's Will Durst.
I love that show yesterday, though. He was really outraged over the fact that they're now going after news agencies. They want to know what telephone calls you make. By the way, I did get a call in my office yesterday in San Francisco, and my staff person took the call, and the telephone company said, "We want to alert you that this telephone has been used to make some overseas calls." So my little secretary said, "Pardon me?" We just want to inform you, your telephone has been used to make some overseas calls. Now, there's nobody who makes overseas calls for my telephone. Obviously, somebody.
You know, I don't think we're going to need amnesty. We're going to need sanctuary. We're out of time for this segment. And in the next
good
hour,
line,
we're
finally, Paul.
A Proposition 82 live debate and more on immigration on the Quake.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-522-6121. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121.
2006 is the year of the Quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio News, I'm Pat St. Clair. If you've filled up your gas tank lately, you know the cost of energy is soaring. The government says wholesale inflation jumped a staggering 0.9% in April, the biggest leap in 7 months. Economist Fred Dixon of Economic Insights believes a slowdown is imminent.
We're going to see it, I think, in the lagged effects of interest rates, and we're going to see it eventually in these headline inflation numbers, and particularly the energy numbers.
Surging energy costs shot up 4%. In April. Demand for new housing is losing ground, and builders know it.
Part of the story is higher interest rates. Another part is, the weight of all those price increases on affordability.
Dave Siders is chief economist at the National Association of Home Builders. The Commerce Department says housing fell 7.4% last month for a third straight monthly decline. Reaction is mixed from the nation's governors to President Bush's plan to put thousands of National Guard troops on patrol along the U.S.-Mexican border. Governor Rick Perry of Texas supports the plan. California's governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, is not convinced the plan goes far enough.
I'm telling you, the problem is serious because we cannot continue on the way we are doing it now. We're just having people come across and just continue with this.
Schwarzenegger says he is receptive to the National Guard patrolling the border, but only until more border agents can be hired and trained. Homes in parts of New England are soaking wet after record rainfall sent rivers flowing over their banks and residents scurrying for higher ground. It's the worst flooding in 70 years, and it's still raining. Well, they'd like a little rain in Florida, where a five-mile stretch of Interstate 95 in Volusia County is closed. A brush fire jumped the highway, forcing evacuations from about 1,200 homes in the area. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. At Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right, we believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry. For a limited time, we'll throw in a free, brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra-thin, so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer. It's all yours, free, when you call and order now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5507. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5507. That's 1-800-997-5507.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories and you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-422-1271. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-422-1271. 1-800-422-1271.
Here's a quick traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
804, good morning. We're brought to you by Togo's Homegate Bridge. A little bit slow, but it's not a crisis. Just know that there's some deck repair work and one lane out of service from Spencer Avenue across down to the toll plaza. Traffic seems to be moving okay. It's a little bit better than it was earlier this morning. Metering lights are on and much busier at the Bay Bridge toll plaza back up into the maze. The approach freeways look fine at the moment. A couple East Bay problems, 242 southbound before Concord Ave. Second lane from the left out of service. And a big rig's out of gas in the right lane of 680 northbound before Sheridan. And regrettably, someone's tire has become disengaged from their car in the right lane of 880 northbound at 237. Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or the Santa Fe chicken salad with roasted chicken, black bean corn salsa, avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili, lime, tortilla strips. Try a Togo's sensational salad today. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Gotta go back to work.
And welcome to the Proposition 82 live debate we're going to be doing between now and 8:30 on Progressive Talk Radio 960 The Quake. We are very pleased that both sides of this important issue for California have agreed to appear together with Will and Willie, who will ask the questions, and I'm Paul Wells at your service as the moderator. Phil Halpern is the spokesperson for Yes on 82. He's with us here in our studio at the Hotel Vitale. And Lisa Snell, spokesperson for No on 82, joins us on the phone. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Now, there'll be two segments of this debate between now and 8:30. In this segment, each of you will have 2 minutes to state your position on the proposition. Will Durst and Willie Brown will each ask one question. Now, after each question, both sides will be given 90 seconds to answer. In the second segment, from either callers at 866-965-753, who could call in now and submit questions, or from those that are sent to us from quakeradio.com on the website, if you contact us there, two more questions will be asked in the second segment. There'll be a clock-ticking sound effect from 24. That'll happen 10 seconds left to speak. That's what that'll signal, and when your time is up, the cable car bell will ring. Will and Willie will have the remainder of the segment to discuss their conclusions at the end of this debate. Now, as stated in the summary by the Attorney General, Proposition 82 establishes the right to voluntary public preschool for all four-year-old children administered by the State Superintendent of Public Instruction and County School Superintendents and funded by a 1.7% tax on individual income above $400,000 annually, $800,000 for couples. Lisa Snell, please give us the No on 82 position.
Okay, great. Well,
The reason that you should be skeptical of Proposition 82 is that it is really the worst kind of ballot box budgeting. And what that means is that this $24 billion that would be generated over the next 10 years completely bypasses the legislature in terms of appropriation. So it is appropriated through the initiative process as a constitutional amendment, and no matter what happens with the state budget, considering that we still have a $5 billion structural deficit, the legislature cannot make decisions about that money, and it will be have to be used for preschool. The other issue with the initiative is that all of the research for the learning gains, reading in particular, points to disadvantaged children gaining the most from preschool. And in fact, the RAND study, which says that we would get $2 to $4 for every $1 invested, focuses on a six-year intervention that was the very most disadvantaged children in Chicago, yet this initiative would give 3 hours, 180 days of preschool to all children and dilute the resources over the 180,000 children that are in the top 30% income bracket, rather than focusing a more specific intervention for learning gains on disadvantaged children to help close the achievement gap. Another issue with this initiative is that it has a mandatory credentialing requirement that would require BA degrees with early childhood education credentials for all of the four-year-old teachers who participate, and AA degrees for all of the teacher's aides who participate. The teacher-student ratio would be one adult to 10 children, so every classroom would have one credentialed teacher and one aide with an AA degree. The problem with this is that the research has not shown the value added to having a BA over an AA, and this could potentially put low-income and minority women out of work who would not be able to get these credentials.
All right, thank you.
Good
Lisa
timing,
Snell.
Lisa.
So menacing.
No
2 minutes on the head.
Okay, and now we have Phil Halpern give us the yes on 82 position.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, guys, for giving us some time here. I actually think this is the first, this is the most important initiative to come before the California voters in a couple of decades, because this is the first and most important step, I believe, in fixing the K-12 system, which I think we all agree is broken today. What we have today is a situation where 50% of our fourth grade students are reading below proficiency level, and we need to fix that. And research has shown us time and time again that the earlier we can get to children, four-year-olds, and get them to start working with letters, start working with numbers, start learning what it's like to be in a learning environment, that they will prosper and grow and be much more effective kids. Because today, in the state of California, we're spending $50 billion a year on K-12 education, and it's not working. We have horrendous dropout rates. And we're not going to go anywhere as a state if we continue along this path, ranking 43rd in the nation in terms of proficiency. And research has shown that kids who go to a quality, and I'm going to repeat the word quality again and again and again today as we talk about this, who go to a quality preschool are less likely to be placed in early special education classes. They're going to be higher achiever under standardized tests and reading and math. They're going to be better behaved in class and be ready to learn. And most importantly, they're more likely to graduate from high school and attend college. You know, there's a lot of research out there that people that say that only 20% of the kids today who are in early child care or nursery school or preschool environment are in what we call a preschool environment, in a real quality preschool. Lisa talked about the concept of a credentialed teacher. Well, a credentialed teacher, research has shown that a credentialed teacher leads to greater learning for kids. That's why it's in there. Do we like ballot box budgeting? No, but the choice is we have nothing that actually goes on in Sacramento. We have complete gridlock. So our only choice today is to actually go to the ballot box and get things done to fix the K-12 system.
Nice job.
Phil Halpern, thank you, and Will Durst.
Yeah, I got a question. You know, it started with first grade, and then we had K, hence the name K through 12, and I think K was to prepare you for first grade, right? And now we got preschool to prepare you for K, so where does it stop? Where's pre-preschool? What about third graders? I mean, three-year-olds. What about three-year-olds? What about two-year-olds? What about 1 year? Why don't we just take them? Why even have them at home? Why give them to the parent? Just take them from the hospital, put them in school.
Your answer, you have 90 seconds.
My answer. Well, we wouldn't be doing this if the research hadn't shown that this is the most important thing we could do. If there's been multiple decades worth of research that show the earlier you can get these kids, the more they're likely to read and learn. What they do is we've had decades and decades worth of research where they track kids who are in quality preschool. And it's not just the Perry Preschool Study that Lisa talked about in Chicago. It's dozens and dozens of studies from different states in different situations that have shown that kids who have preschool have all the advantages of what it goes to. They, you know, those of us who send our kids to quality nursery schools know that these kids are growing. They're like sponges. And if you get them earlier, they're going to succeed. And that's the end game we're looking for.
So take them from the hospital, put them right in school, is what you're saying.
No, I think that's a little bit of an overstatement. I wouldn't go that far, but I do think the research has shown if you get them early, it's like the Fram oil filter. You can pay me now or you can pay me later. The most inefficient dollars we have is when we're trying to fix a kid when he gets to fourth grade and sixth grade, and we find they have learning issues or we find they're a couple grades behind. If we can get them earlier, it's as a former businessman, it's the most efficient deployment of my educational dollars that are there. That's why we have to get them when they're four.
Lisa?
Well, you know, unfortunately, if that were only true, Oklahoma and Georgia have made a 10-year, decade-long investment in universal preschool. And on the NAEP, which is the National Assessment of Education Progress that Phil talks about, that we're 43rd on, it turns out that after 10 years, the only two states that are doing worse than us are Oklahoma and Georgia. And in fact, Oklahoma is the only state that actually lost 4 percentage points in reading proficiency for fourth graders. They have credentialed teachers in Oklahoma. They have a completely public school-controlled, high-quality preschool, and yet they actually lost gains in reading proficiency for fourth graders. So it's no silver bullet. It can't fix what's wrong with our K-12 system. 180 days can't fix K-12 if you go to Jefferson or Locke High School with a 60% dropout rate. That 180 days isn't going to make the difference for the 4 years that you spend in that high school with 300 violent incidences in 6 months.
Let me ask a question.
It's your turn, Mr.
You know,
Brown.
In this state, the CTA, the California Teachers Association, carries a tremendous amount of weight politically. They do so as evidenced by the huge expenditure they're engaging in the governor's race, in the Democratic primary. They do so by what they did in the initiative battle last fall when they took on the governor of the state of California and beat him. And they've been doing it for years. Where are they on this preschool initiative? And what do they stand to gain? Will there be unionized jobs as a result of this credentialing process of which is being touted, Phil?
Phil, why don't you take this question first on the Quake? We're doing a live Proposition 82 debate here, and Phil Halpern is yes on 82.
Go ahead. The California Teachers Association stance on this, I think, is actually quite fascinating, and it's one of those situations where people can say one thing about the union and another thing about the union, but I actually applaud their support of Proposition 82. And let me tell you why, because what this doesn't dictate is this doesn't dictate that all of these jobs be in the public school. It's a public-private partnership. And that actually, for some of the union members, gives them a little bit of fear and trepidation. But here is where their little angel on their shoulder came out and said that this is really critical for them, is their teachers, their K through 12 teachers, not pre-K through 12, but their K through 12 teachers, understand that we now have a situation in the state where we are delivering children to their door at kindergarten not ready to learn. If you do a survey of kindergarten teachers, 95% of them say that they can tell the difference between a child has gone to a quality preschool environment and a non-quality preschool environment. So the California Teachers Association said, we need kids because we need, as teachers, to succeed at what our job is. And they see the numbers, they see the statistics, and they understand they are having trouble delivering on their own promise. And that's why the California Teachers Association is backing it. But it's also why business leaders are backing it. It's why the Service Employees International Union are backing it. It's why there are chambers of commerce backing it up and down the state.
All right. Lisa Snell for No on 82. Your turn.
Yes. Well, the collective bargaining part of the initiative is voluntary in that the CTA, I believe, does have plans to organize some preschool teachers. But the one thing about this is that they will be subject to the K-12 salary structure. So this is very expensive in that it's funded at $8,000, $6,000 to $8,000 per pupil for 3 hours of instruction. So it's a huge windfall to the public or private providers that participate in that it could bring in $16,000 in revenue for 6 hours of instruction. Plus, the private or the public could charge for wraparound service the rest of the day after the 3 hours. So in terms of the preschool industry, both public and private, this is funded higher than the highest funded school district in the nation, the Abbott districts in New Jersey that by court order are at about $15,000 per student. So there's a huge money factor for everybody that participates. And the other thing is that the County Office of Education will force the private providers or the public providers to have the same union work rules to participate. So personnel decisions, even if they're voluntary employees that are not unionized, will be enforced by the county superintendent of education. And so preschools that participate will lose some control over the due process and the hiring process for their personnel. And it's an open question whether things like seniority rights for teachers will apply in this system.
All right. Thank you, Lisa. Exactly 90 seconds. And Lisa Snell is on the phone. She's with No on Proposition 82. Phil Halpern is here at our Quake Studios at the Hotel Vitale with Yes. Now, in the next segment, we'll continue with questions that can be from your calls at 866-960-5753. You have questions, call now at 866-960-5753, or those submitted at quakeradio.com, and I have one of those questions ready to go for the next segment. I'm Paul Wells here, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Smell of garlic. And the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
At the 2006 Wente Vineyards Concert Series, it's about more than just the music. Our wines go as well with your favorite artists as they do with a specially prepared menu. And the intimate setting among the hills and vineyards bring you so close to the stage, you can almost touch your favorite stars. Like Blues Traveler, Heart, Chris Isaak, and more. Click on the Wente logo in your online media player right now to order tickets. Or call 925-456-2424. That's 925-456-2424. Tickets also available at all Ticketmaster locations.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Carloans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Let's eat light today.
wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
A22, keeping it real with Will and Willie. Of course, immigration's the big story, and President Bush had this to say yesterday. Do we have that?
Americans are bound together by our shared ideals, an appreciation of our history, respect for the flag we fly, and an ability to speak and write the English language.
And while we're covering that story, we also had set up this live debate on Proposition 82.
There's no irony there about Bush talking about being able to speak the English language?
There is an irony
no
there.
No sense of humor.
And that's what you're here
nothing.
For, Will Durst.
Bush talking about
irony.
Being able to speak the English language?
On 960 The Quake, Progressive Talk Radio with Willie Brown, Will Durst, and I'm Paul Wells being
Can't
the moderator here. With Phil Halpern, spokesperson for Yes on 82, with us here at the Hotel Vitale.
We do. We got a little debate going here, Paul, and I think
Lisa
you have a
Snell
question.
On the phone, and this question comes, yeah.
Well, before you do the question, there's a gentleman here from Connecticut just said to me, you guys do this here every day? Why aren't there a lot of people in here? Put a sign out and invite him in. He's standing there. He's standing in the hotel and listening to our debate.
They're so used to us. We're ubiquitous in this town. We're everywhere. We're on cab tops.
All right, this question from Terry Griffin. Even if we start to get kids into a preschool program, this in an email, that is well run, what are we going to do about students' parents? I've been a teacher for the past 6 years and can see what effect a parent's involvement can have on their children's education, but we never look at that. Why don't we go to Lisa Snell first for the answer on this question. Lisa, on the Quake.
Well, parental involvement, of course, is very important, and actually one of the things about the other long-term interventions in the Chicago study and the Perry preschool and all of these studies that support preschool is that parental involvement was a huge component of that. Unfortunately, the Reiner Initiative Proposition 82 does not have any kind of parental participation component. I'm not saying that individual programs won't ask parents to participate, but it is not part of the 3 hours a day. The official language of the initiative does not involve parents in any way. So I think a lot of the alternative interpretations is that for the 1,000 kids in Chicago, say, those 1,000 sets of parents were concerned about their kids' education from 3 years old to third grade, and that, not necessarily the preschool component, made all the difference for those kids in terms of dropout rates, high school completion, college graduation.
All right. Thank you for being brief in your answer from the No on 82 side. Lisa Snell. Phil Halpern, Yes on 82.
Yeah, I would invite Lisa to actually read the initiative because in there quite clearly it states that no preschool that doesn't push for parental involvement will be accepted as part of the program. So it's actually, we see it as a critical piece. And the reason we actually see it as a critical piece is everybody's right that the more parental involvement you have in a child's K through 12 education, the more successful the child is. And we believe by setting up these kinds of preschools that will encourage parental involvement and get them in there earlier. You actually are getting the parents and training them a little earlier that they need to be part of their children's education. And if they're there when they're four-year-olds and can read to their children and work with the preschool teachers on any kind of issues they have, the better off the child gets. And I want to go back to something else that Lisa said regarding Oklahoma and Georgia and going back to this concept of quality. That's what we keep on talking about, quality, quality, quality. What she failed to mention is that in Georgia, they do not require the BA degree for the teacher, which research has shown is critical to positive outcomes. And the other thing about Oklahoma, she said it's been around for 10 years. That's actually not quite true.
Oklahoma's been here for a long time.
Well, I know, but the preschool program in Oklahoma hasn't been around for quite as long. It's been around for a few years, and they actually only 40% of the kids are actually who have been in the program are in third grade now. The Georgetown study, actually, which came out a couple of months ago, that did look at kindergartners who had just graduated out of the preschool program in Oklahoma, has actually shown great strides and shows that the kids in Oklahoma who were in preschool were 6 to 8 months ahead of their cohorts who had not gone to a quality preschool in Oklahoma. So now, Oklahoma is showing great results.
Now, at the beginning of that statement, you said that there would be no schools that did not seek the participation of parents, that that was an integral
part of the program.
But it's not written into it.
Absolutely.
It's written into it.
It's written in the initiative.
Parents got to be involved. Otherwise, the school.
No, it's parent involvement. Having some kind of program that has parental involvement, whether it's parent advisory council, whether it's how they discuss with the parents,
mandate parental involvement. If parents are busy,
no,
they got jobs or something.
Absolutely. But what
people have hobbies, they have families, maybe they have more than one kid.
But you have to be creative in terms of how you involve the parents. And so whether it's parent conferences after school in evening hours or parental teaching events at evening hours, you have to make it part of your program.
You had a question, didn't you, about accreditation?
I do have, if I'm permitted to ask. Are we going to the telephone first?
Well, we are kind of short
on time.
Let's
go to the telephone.
All right. Patrick in San Francisco. Good morning. You're on the Quake. You have a quick question to add to the debate here.
Good morning, gentlemen. Pleasure listening to you, and always a pleasure, and really a pleasure being able to talk to you. My comment was exactly that. Parental involvement is, as far as I'm concerned, the most important thing, and we keep throwing money at our school systems and at our the administration, and what is more important is being able to be there with your child. If you choose to have a child, you should take care of that child and be there prior to school and during school. Throwing money at it doesn't do what parental involvement does to it.
All right. Thank you, Patrick in San Francisco, for joining in on this Proposition 82 debate. Each side is going to get 1 minute to sum up, and then I believe we'll have comments.
Okay, but I hope in their summary they will address the issue of who shall be inside of those classrooms or who shall be into those facilities that are being operated. Must they be pure, unadulterated, credentialed persons, or can they be non-credentialed persons but with measurable skills?
Yeah, I'll take a couple seconds to answer Willie's important question, which is if you look at the workforce today that we have in the preschool programs, they're on average making $9 an hour, which is less than we pay valet parkers, less than we pay zookeepers, which I always like to say we take care of our cars and our bears better than we take care of our four-year-olds. And as a result, 35 to 40% of preschool teachers turn over every single year. So it's not a career. I feel great compassion for preschool teachers, but they don't stay in the profession very long. What this enables with giving them equal compensation with K through 12 gives them the ability to be compensated so they can make a real career out of this.
Let's let Lisa Snell answer that from the No on 82 side. Lisa?
Okay. I think a mandate for a credential is too broad of an instrument to try to get the quality of the workforce up. LA Up, the Los Angeles Universal Preschool Program, actually has a flexible 3 to 5 stars incentive-based program where as preschools improve their credentials, they get compensated at a higher rate. And this gives them some financial incentive and it gives them more time. The problem with the proposition is that if you are a Montessori school teacher with a master's degree or a teacher that has been in the profession for 25 years, which there are plenty of teachers that have stayed even though there's a high turnover rate, it makes no exceptions. It has no flexibility. It's a blunt instrument. And what happens with credentialing programs, if you look at K-12, it's majority white, middle, upper class women. The preschool workforce is very diverse, and these kind of blunt instruments do not keep in place that diversity where the teachers reflect the student population.
Okay, well, you both have 1 minute to sum up. I guess we'll let Lisa go first to sum up, and then Phil Halpern will do the yes on the 82 position. Go ahead, Lisa.
Okay, great. Unfortunately, in the state of California, we have scarce resources. If Governor Schwarzenegger had passed a tax increase of 1.7% or 18% on this class, Proposition 98 would say that the schools would automatically get 40% of that resources, and they would have to be shared between transportation and infrastructure and social services and health care. We have a problem with students in California not all having health insurance. There's lots of different competing priorities. This bypasses the discretion of the legislature and ties up $24 billion. It doesn't focus on the most disadvantaged children. And other universal preschool programs, for instance, in Quebec, show that oftentimes lower-income children can be displaced by upper-income children. So we need to focus on the most disadvantaged children rather than diluting our resources over children that whose parents can already afford to pay. And that's the most important thing about this proposition, is that it tries to do too much rather than focusing resources on disadvantaged children.
Thank you, Lisa Snell from No on 82, and Phil Halpern, yes, you have a minute.
Yeah, I'll just finish up by one last thing on teacher credential. There actually is $700 million built into this initiative to help teachers who don't have their credential and don't have the training to go out and get it. And furthermore, they have 10 years to go and get that degree. So that's a long time for people who really are committed to the profession, of which there are a few, to go back and get their degree or associate degree. But let's take my sum up, which is I'm a fifth-generation Californian. We are the sixth largest economy in the world. But as a fifth-generation Californian, I'm panicked about our K-12 system in terms of where are we going to be decades from now if we don't fix this. And preschool is the best efficient way to begin. It is not the single silver bullet for fixing the K-12 system, but it's the best start. And we need to go down that road. Otherwise, we're going to be sixth in the world one day. We're going to be eighth. And decades from now, we're just going to be nowhere near where we are today as a state. And that frightens me to death. So we need to fix the K-12 system. Yes on 82 is the way to do it.
Nice job.
That's it.
I want to thank both Lisa and Phil for participating, and the viewers and the listeners on the Quake, and I say viewers because you can actually go through your computer process, through the Internet, and pick us up there. And even though you might not get us on the broadcast channels, you may get us through the Internet. And when you do, the quality of people like Phil and Lisa who participated in the dialogue and the debate on Prop 82, there will be other opportunities on other propositions between now and the 6th day of June, when hopefully we'll broadcast from the Capitol the results of the primary election in California. We'll repeat that in November when Prop 82 will actually...
June.
I know that, but when Prop 82 will actually either be in place or not in place.
We'll find out at that point. Right now at 8:33, John Scott's got the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
Good stuff, guys. Thanks very much. 8:34, let's begin with the cars. The Cron 4 Traffic Center, Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news, brought to you this time by Office Depot. Looking at a video cam picture right now, the south end of the Golden Gate Bridge coming up the toll plaza. Traffic moving pretty well despite one lane being out of service. A little bit slow from perhaps the tunnel down to the toll plaza, but it's not a big deal. Construction will continue. Some on-deck repair work for about the next 30 minutes or so. South Bay, 680 northbound after McKee. Two-car crash, carpool lane out of service right now. Sunnyvale, 85 southbound after Homestead. This two-car crash now moved over to the shoulder. In Concord, 242 southbound before Concord Ave. The car still sitting in the second lane from the left. Looks like it was a solo crash or stall. And in Fremont, 880 southbound right before the Auto Mall off-ramp. Two-car crash blocks the second lane from the left. Metering lights on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza back up to, say, the overcrossing, perhaps into the fringe of the maze. Go into Office Depot today and find over 400 ink and toner items in stock and save up to 15% on multi-packs, or up to 15% on Office Depot brand ink versus the national brand. Office Depot, taking care of business. 8:35, here's a look at what's happening at 960 The Quake. San Francisco supervisors will take a second vote today on banning smoking on golf courses in the city. No indication whether Mayor Newsom will veto the measure if it survives a second vote. Now, Newsom did veto the proposed ban on cars in Golden Gate Park on Saturdays yesterday. Whether that veto would be overridden remains to be seen. As President Bush prepared to tell the country his plans for dealing with the flood of illegal immigrants in the West, a judge in Alameda County was sentencing a former DMV employee to prison for a scheme to provide driver's licenses and ID cards to illegal immigrants. The Fairfield woman was convicted in the scheme, which had employees of the Oakland DMV office taking cash bribes in exchange for providing driver's licenses and ID cards. One other person in the case sentenced to jail. Yahoo looks different today. Log on and take a look at its homepage. It's got its first facelift in 2 years. The redesigned page includes more interactive features that reduce the need to click through to other pages to look at weather, check your email, listen to music, or check traffic, by the way. It may be a bit jammed later this morning at 24 and Fish Ranch. We're trying to figure out where they're going to set the table up. But that's the location chosen for Governor Schwarzenegger to sign the $20 billion transportation bond component of the Strategic Growth Plan that was recently passed in Sacramento by the legislature. Oakland Democratic Senator Don Parada's bill will be signed in about 1 hour from now. Quake weather, fog, and the sunset in Richmond and on the coast. Much cooler than yesterday. Highs Half Moon Bay and Pacifica, say about 60, 61. 70s around the bay and in places like Concord and Walnut Creek, low to mid 80s. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Now through May 28th, it's the best Comcast high-speed internet deal of the year. Get the amazingly fast Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. So if you've been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle, now is the time to switch. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. When you sign up for Comcast high-speed internet, you get instant access to free features like the Fan, Video Mail, Comcast Rhapsody Radio Plus, up to 7 personal email accounts, and other exciting features. You get over $300 in additional features and benefits included free with your service. And because they offer McAfee security tools with their service, you can be assured that you and your family's online environment is safe with virus protection, firewall, and parental controls. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST or Comcast.com.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
Rich, blissful Baskin-Robbins ice cream with a plethora of flavors to choose from. How will you pick the perfect one? Well, here's a tip from an expert.
My advice, blurt out as many flavors as possible in a single breath and see which one you finish with. Of course, that was inaudible, but if you take a closer listen...
Gold medal ribbon, pistachio almond, chocolate fudge, pralines and cream,
rocky road, nutty coconut, vanilla, mint chocolate chip.
Cool, creamy mint chocolate chip. Baskin-Robbins, happy choosing.
Price and participation may vary.
Baskin-Robbins, it's choosing time.
Baskin-Robbins Sundays. Between the ice cream and toppings, you've got lots of luscious choices. How will you decide? Here's a tip.
Or name the rugby players after an ice cream or topping, then wait for them to pile up. Chocolate syrup's all over chocolate chip with almond bits and cherry on top.
The Baskin-Robbins Sundae, a world of yummy choice.
Now sprinkles mixing it up with marshmallow.
Baskin-Robbins, happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
The Majority Report.
Hi, everybody. My name is Janine Garofalo, and coming up tonight on the Majority Report, Samuel Sater and I are going to talk to our good friend Marcos Melises, proprietor of thedailycoz.com. And co-author of the new book, Crashing the Gates, Grassroots, Netroots, and the Rise of People-Powered Politics.
The Majority Report, tonight at 8 on 960 The Quake.
Americans are bound together by our shared ideals and appreciation of our history, respect for the flag we fly, and an ability to speak and write the English language.
And at 8:41, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Our president said that last night, and of course he should know what he's talking about because this is the way he speaks.
To encourage them to start a ministry which will find the children of those who are incarcerated and love them.
Our military commanders report that this violence is being instigated by three groups.
Conspiracy theories abound in American politics. I don't think we need to be subliminal about the differences between our views on prescription drugs. Americans are bound together by our shared ideals and appreciation of our history, respect for the flag we fly, and an ability to speak and write the English language.
And truly demonstrated, he should have had preschool.
An ability to speak and write.
He did have preschool. They don't use him as a poster child, however, to promote preschool. They use him for just the opposite. And he obviously was from a privileged family.
No, born with a silver spoon in his mouth.
No, silver foot. Don't you recall? That's what
she said. That's Ed Richards, yeah.
Silver cloven hoof.
Yes.
What do you think about 82?
I'll vote for 82. I'll vote for 82, but I have serious questions about its ultimate implementation. I have those questions because I went through this.
1.7% is a lot.
I'm sorry, what?
For one issue. 1.7%. That's going to be the tax on individuals who make $400,000 a year, which is not you or I, Paul, so we don't have to worry about it, or $800,000 for a couple. That's a lot of money, 1.7%.
Well, but I know
the idea is you make 400 grand.
It'll be well spent ultimately, because I do believe
you're going to get hit on that. Oh,
of course, I get hit on everything. Not only that, let me tell you one more thing. Currently, the costs for preschool at Pacific Primary here in San Francisco, where Sydney Minetta Brown attends, about $14,000-$15,000 in tuition. And then on top of that, and then on top of that comes all the other things. So it's about somewhere between a $17,000 and $20,000 a year little obligation.
Would you be able to take Sydney out? I mean, obviously by the time this is implemented, she will be out of it. But would you be able to take her out and put her into this? Would it replicate the same kind of care and attention and instruction?
Well, it's based upon whether or not the private schools are permitted to be a part of this. And if they are, then I assume there will be some form of financing each kid, almost like a voucher system. Whatever the amount of money that's ultimately agreed to be put behind each kid would follow that kid in whatever school that kid's in. For an example, Sydney is going to go to Marin Country Day. Kindergarten. And it is $20,000 up front. That's what you have to pay for kindergarten. Now, can you imagine by the time this kid gets to Stanford, she's going to be, the cost is going to be prohibitive. That's why she's not going to Stanford. She's going to San Francisco State
She's going to get a full ride at Stanford.
No. Not unless she's a Fulbright scholar.
Fulbright type scholar. Yeah, she'll be a tennis wunderkind.
Yeah. I'm all for it. Start her on steroids now. Expand the size of the brain. She becomes more competitive. She replaces Ruth's record.
Yeah.
That is right. But I am for Prop 82, but I am very concerned about the entire credentialing process.
We didn't
I do
ask
believe.
Bill. It would have been nice to ask him what would have happened to all the private institutions now in place.
That's because it's
be
a public, private partnership. And I would guess that there is potentially some form of a system where money follows the kid. I assume
so instead of it costing you 17 to 20 grand a year, it would only cost 12 to 14 grand a year.
Well, that's not, that's not much of a winner.
I know.
It may be $800 a month, for an example, for child care. $800 a month for child care. $800 a month for preschool. $800 a month for child care center. Not too many people working, let's say, at Macy's can afford that. That's out of the question. They're making maybe $10 an hour, $12 an hour, $13 an hour. You translate that in, it's maybe $2,000 a month take home. You got rent, and if you got two kids,
and
you're
gasoline.
Already. That's right.
And
so
food.
That's why it's important for preschool to be financed by public dollars.
I understand.
There are too many
like
people being left out of the system. Period. And I think the argument that there should be some form of consideration for people who are in that low-income category on a preferential basis if the resources are too short. I think we have to visit that issue as well.
You know,
I don't think, however, we get to that if we don't start somewhere. And Prop 82, although I condemn the initiative process, I think the initiative process is singularly one of the worst ways in which to govern, period.
But I think these people are picking up on the wrong tact in their anti-arguments. The fact that, oh, there's this one school that tried it. I mean, come on. It makes sense that if the kid gets instruction, he's going to be better off when he hits K. He's going to be better off when he hits 1. If he gets instruction, when he gets structured learning, and he's being taught his letters, and he's able to speak. I mean, it just makes sense.
In every category.
It's like when the tobacco company said, oh, there's no studies that prove that tobacco. We have scientists that say tobacco is good for you. Everybody knew that was BS, but they were never able to nail it down. But it just makes sense that the more education, the earlier you get it, will help you along the way in all of your education. Probably makes a smarter college student.
I think the training of every sort, as early as is humanly possible.
And it levels the playing field for
and
everybody.
And it ensures that you're going to be able to compete. Maybe not at the Bonds level, but you're going to be able to compete somewhere. And that
was sponsored by Rob Reiner, damn it. That was Rob Reiner's idea. It's got to be a bad idea if Rob Reiner had anything to do with it. The Meathead proposal.
You notice how she called it the Reiner proposition?
Well, they're focused more on the personality than they are on the content of the proposal, which is costing them, frankly, because there are some solid reasons why you would want people to be focused in their attention on this proposition beyond who may be the sponsor. Believe me, those arguments are being lost. Parental participation, for an example. The advocates say that contained in the measure would be the guidelines that would require or at least inspire parental participation. That's not spelled out as specifically and as explicitly as it needs to be.
No, I think you're right on that. I think it... How that would happen.
And the
but
whole question
Mr. Halpern was good. I thought he was.
Phil's very good.
Yeah.
And the whole question of the credentialing process involved in how you ultimately become an individual who can participate. And look at all those suits walking out of here. Every one of them is going to have to pay that amount of money.
That's
and I suspect
right.
that they're all for this proposition.
Prop 82?
They're
up
all
down.
For. Look
82?
At them. See, they're all
up,
Prop
down,
82.
Up. Prop 82? Down. Yeah, he makes more than 400 grand.
Here.
And then the question, but then the question, Paul,
yeah.
Paul, the question that you put to me when we were not on the air, you said that has there been an occasion when the people who are opposing this proposition have ever sponsored any increase in revenues dedicated to schools? I don't know of any.
Right. So they say we don't need preschool and we have to improve the schools, but they've never voted.
They would never
or supported anything that would pay more money into K-12 education. It's that simple.
Well, they maintain that the representatives, the elected officials, should be making priority decisions about expenditures, and there should be no specializing of the expenditures and holding them exempt from every other consideration. The people who are the proponents of 82 say that that has been tried many times, and because preschool doesn't have a great collection of lobbyists and advocates, that Jack Imhoff is not on behalf of it, it doesn't get the same level of acceptance as many other things.
All right. You know, the What Would Willie Do segment is next.
Coming up.
We've got other things going on with immigration and other questions that are of national
later.
Import. And we'll be getting to that at 8:51. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
After all, off to school you go. Don't be a
Bye-bye, Johnny.
Have you been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle? Now's the time to switch. Now through May 28th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Comcast is 4 times faster than DSL. Compare the difference in speed for yourself with this amazing limited-time offer for just $19.99 a month. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with the install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Hello?
Honey, it's Roger.
Are you okay?
No, I'm stuck in a meeting. And Stevens Creek GMC is having a huge sale on 06 Yukon Denalis. $11,000 off retail, and we get $100 in gas for taking a test drive.
Oh, finally! The whole family in one car. You, me, Jimmy, Timmy, Sammy, Cindy, and Roger Jr.
And room for one more. It fits 8.
Not a chance, honey.
Yukon Denali XLs. On sale now at Stevens Creek GMC. On the web at trucksonthecreek.com.
Now through May 28th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-7572. That's 1-800-440-7572. 1-800-440-7572.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
Free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-522-6121. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121.
WWWD, what would Willie do?
Sometimes I'm right, but I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song.
On 960 The Quake, we ask a question of the mayor out of the day's news. Mr. Mayor, the Bush administration has launched an attack on the lawsuit that accuses AT&T of collaborating with the U.S. government in illegal electronic surveillance. And they say that they can't prove phones were tapped, and in any event, the entire case endangers national security. This was submitted to the federal judge under seal, keeping these evidence and arguments secret from the public. If you were the lawyer filing the suit, what would Willie do?
I think I would be really challenged because when you invoke national security, you're at the stage of the game where much of the material that supplies the substance for the argument comes from information that's classified. No one wishes to be in a position where they're offering the opposition the opportunity to know what we know that they may or may not be doing. We certainly don't want the opposition to know what our plans and programs are, because they will design a system to address it, as evidenced by what occurs in television shows like 24. And so the business of making the case, sealing the document, handing it to the court, and allowing the court to evaluate whether or not the administration has done an appropriate job and is exercising good judgment is a good one. That's where the issue should, in fact, be resolved. And as a lawyer representing the plaintiffs in this case, I would certainly welcome that, because, after all, what I prayed for in my complaint was that the U.S. government justify that it's consistent with the laws of authorization to so do and with good judgment. What the administration did not do was take that step before they extracted from the telephone companies all of this information. My guess is it would have been an easier task for them had they submitted what they have now submitted under sealed documents to the court to get the authorization. I think the courts would have signed off on it if contained therein are sufficient facts to justify the elevation to the level of national security.
So that's what would Willie do?
Yes.
For today. And it's an open question on what exactly is in there, because the documents are sealed and
but it's
everything
the creep
that's going
that
on.
Worries me. Mm-hmm. It's the whole thing about now they're going after news agencies so they can backtrack, find out what phone numbers they've been calling, find out all the, because they got a database of all the numbers of the people in the government. They just throw that on a database. And then they check Frank Reynolds, or they go to somebody, John Roberts, and they say, who's he been calling? And they check up, see which matches they come up with. Well, and I'm just, you know.
Well, you should be concerned, Will, but there are other sides, the other side of this case. For an example, let's take those Chronicle reporters who ended up publishing stolen information that was leaked from the grand jury testimony. There are legitimate reasons why you would want to make sure that there isn't a constant flow of that kind of conduct.
We'll keep
because
our
after
eyes
all,
on this.
If you steal from anybody
and
you
Willie.
Use it, you shouldn't be allowed to do that.
960 The Quake.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. At Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry. For a limited time, we'll throw in a free, brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra-thin, so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer.